tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here during another AfterBuzz TV after show for MTV's Teen Wolf. Some of us are very excited. This is season 5, episode 11, The Last Chimera. I'm Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape. Joining me, AfterBuzz TV host Courtney Tezno.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be back. Keep in touch with me at Tezno's on Twitter and Instagram and tweet us throughout the show.
And we also have Elena Jordan joining us this season. All new opinions coming at you.
Thank you so much for letting me be a part of the panel. I'm super excited. Yes. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
All right. And your favorite.
Who's yours?
No, everybody's favorite, the male on the panel, Ryan Malady.
Oh, hello, everybody.
The Teen Wolf himself.
Yes.
Tyler Posey lookalike.
That's the brosy.
This is Tyler Posey's brosy, in case you didn't know.
Don't you all forget. I'm Ryan Malady. Hello. Welcome back. You can find me at Ryan Malady, and please tweet us with ABTV Teen Wolf. We are paying attention. We love it when you reach out to us on the socials.
Is that a thing? We're reviewing The Last Chimera today. The last one. This is going to be the last one, guys.
Maybe.
There's a bunch of them, though. Right?
I don't believe it either.
Like what? Honestly, love Teen Wolf. Love it. What did you guys think? My favorite part of this episode was Chris Argent coming back.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Super stoked to have him back. I have a lot of favorites that we're going to have to just dive into later.
I've never been this excited for Teen Wolf premiere. It was so cool.
Yes.
It was awesome. It answered a lot of questions right off the bat, so we don't have to sit there and linger. I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff about Theo, just poof, there you go. That's, well, almost everything.
Almost.
Elena, how do you feel about Theo? A lot of people do not like him. But I think he's, like, a good guy.
You know, I don't trust him. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and I can't throw him to save my life because I have no superpowers.
I don't believe you. You look very, very superpowered, that lipstick.
Thank you. That's my only superpower.
Glowing lips. I'll take that.
Yeah. That's a power move right there.
Buy lipstick on sale.
I kind of like Theo. You know, I'm with you. There's something about him. And you know what? I like, I think it's because of the casting and the writing and just the actor himself. It's one of those characters you love to hate.
I am shocked and appalled.
Hey, you know,
I cannot believe you guys. Theo is the worst.
The whole time I'm just so upset with him. Theo is just looking for a best friend, looking for a man's best friend. He wants a hellhound.
Okay.
Which he finds at the very end.
Why do you guys think he wants Parrish? What the heck is his plan with Parrish?
Honestly, when we first started off and we see that whole, first of all, we ended on the Dread Doctors showing that, is it holographics? I don't know what it was, but it was something from ancient history. Right. And I think that Parrish is probably the only person that can destroy that beast that we're looking for, they're looking for.
That was behind that brick wall kind of thing that they destroyed. That whole thing's still a mystery to me. That needs to be cleared up. That was like the one thing they didn't clear up in this episode for me. We got a lot of answers. Mm-hmm. But
they alluded to it, which I like. I think that you're right, because we get to see that, you know, it is a hellhound that's going to be fighting this weird creature. So it's like, okay, so far, up until this point, they haven't really thrown us any red herrings as far as text. Normally we see something and it's like, okay, it's going to be that.
I don't know. I actually did read this interview with Jeff Daniels, the creator, on Hollywood Reporter, kind of mentioning the fresco at the end. That creature that we're... What is that? He did say that it was in an earlier episode somewhere.
Oh, they always do that in TV.
Creature, Jeff Davis said that the creature was in an earlier episode.
Yes, and he said that it will probably pop up to, you know, the avid viewers who really look back and dig into it.
Ooh. But
maybe you guys at home can help us find the beast.
Yeah, put your comments within the episodes.
Yeah. The Beast of the Fresco.
The Beast of the Fresco. I like that.
No, but I really think that's what it is.
That is a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like that theory. So Theo, we find out, wanted to kill his sister for her heart so that he could be a transplant case and then become the Dread Doctor subject.
That's what I'm like, how do you like this person? Like, come on.
No.
10 years old, I blocked that out. Hearts.
I blocked that out.
He's such a heartbreaker.
You can't be a...
Poor guy. No, I mean,
but everyone was questioning what he was before we found out he was a chimera, and it makes sense now why his eyes don't change. But I am still not over the fact that you're killing your sister, or that some people are saying that he didn't kill her, but you watched her die.
He let her die.
What you were doing.
Well, I guess
clearly
now
a bad guy.
He took her heart, so that didn't help at things.
No.
He needed it to be, I mean, the Dread Doctors needed it for...
so that he could be a transplant.
He could be.
A
but
true chimera.
Like they said, it all starts with Theo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wanted him. Now, did they want him to do that to his sister? Or did they do that to... I mean, is Theo inherently evil? There's something about him that we like, right? Is he in, like...
I feel like he's some...
I think he's a sociopath and he's charming and that's it. He's still a bad person, in my opinion. He's doing a lot of bad stuff.
I think there needs to be an episode where we actually go back to these Dread Doctors and find out who they were, first of all, and how it was that they... I mean, were they those guys in the tubes? Like, how did they turn themselves into, like, half-mechanical men to survive all these years? Like, I think that's what's cool about these seasons, and we haven't gotten any of that. So,
I think
really
Dr. Valak knows, though. So, I am always interested. Mm. Whenever he says anything, I am so tuned in.
Mm. Yeah.
Because he has, like, all the secrets, I think.
I love that that's how they started the episode, too, was having him pull that information from Lydia and seeing... I love when they do those weird dream sequence
things.
Oh, she's
my favorite. I love Lydia.
She's so awesome.
That was a hot scene, wasn't it? The dream scene?
The shower scene.
Oh, wait, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about stagnant water first. The showers later.
Stagnant water.
You're talking about the fantasy Parrish is having.
Hey, we all saw it. We all saw the same episode, didn't we?
You know, what's funny is, it's definitely a fantasy for happening for him, but, like, when is that going to happen in real life, Teen Wolf, when Lydia and Parrish get together? Apparently, she just turned 18, so now it's legal.
An 18-year-old female.
That's
in the
true. That changes how I look at those scenes now that you're saying she just turned legal. That's not good.
I also feel like she should maybe deal with the hole in the back of her head more than... finding a boyfriend, you know?
Well, just whatever Dr. Valak did, I mean, he put some kind of skin clay in his hole, so I'm sure he's got extra laying around. He'll take care of it.
You know, if someone hasn't watched the show and they just tuned in, this would be really weird for them. Talking about filling skin holes and...
Yeah.
Look, guys, we provide a lot of information.
Hounds, you know?
Some of it has to do with Teen Wolf, some of it doesn't. You're welcome.
Yeah.
And if you want to call in, if you just have a question, maybe you want to know how you can fill in your skin hole.
You don't have to call.
just call us at 424-253-0504. We want to hear from you guys. Again, that number is 424-253-0504. Call us. Let's chat Teen Wolf.
All right.
I want to know, do you guys trust Dr. Valak? And do you trust him having Lydia there? I mean, he's drilling holes in her head and whatnot, but he is trying to help. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
He is the one that I trust a lot more than Theo. I definitely think he has his own agenda going on, and that's why, you know, it was kind of weird when they took her away from her mother and all that. I think he's up to something, but I feel like he is the person that's fighting on the good side. He's trying to fight against the Dread Doctors.
I agree, because I think he has a purpose, but Theo flat out says, you know, collateral damage, who cares, basically. Whereas I think he is trying to keep the collateral damage to a minimum. He wants to still reach his objective, but he does care about other people.
Yeah.
Theo, I think, is just the Ted Bundy of Teen Wolf.
Oh. a great one. Well,
if you're a Theo lover, call us.
Yell at me.
Everyone is against Theo except for Ryan and I. I don't know. Here's what I think. You know, I can't remember his name right now, but there was a nemesis at one point in time who turned good, and he was sort of a hippie. Deucalion. I love Deucalion.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We had him in studio. He's just a really cool guy. Besides that, he does, like, video game voices and whatnot, so he was doing a bunch of voices when he came in studio. It was pretty cool. But anyway, I feel like Theo is going to eventually turn. Like, he's so young. He's just like them. I feel like he needs guidance. I don't feel like... Maybe he just has, like, a piece of bone, that bone marrow in him that's sort of poisoning him.
No.
We just need to take it out.
Theo, we've got a bone to pick with you.
No!
Oh, my God. Ryan and the cheese! Yeah. Yes! The cheese fest begins.
The cheese is back.
You crushed it on the puns. I'm loving it.
It ain't easy being cheesy. So...
Eventually we see Lydia.
I think
so.
I think you're right. I think Theo is going to have a moment of redemption.
Yes. You know?
I mean, the second half of the season is going to be a lot about resurrection, right? Renewal, kind of regathering of the broken mess that the first, you know, half of the season kind of left us with. And I think that with Parrish, this hellhound, who's kind of indifferent, I feel like, evil, good, doesn't really matter. He just kind of gets stuff done. Mm-hmm. He just does things. And Theo right now is misguided, but he's good at what he does. Doesn't seem that evil. He does have an agenda.
I think he just wants a pack.
Yeah, the agenda is
he does. He wants a pack that he could never be a part of. And this is the wrong way to go about it. Yeah, he wants a villain pack.
Wrong way to go about it. But the true evil isn't Theo. The true evil is the Dread Doctors, right?
And together, they will fight one enemy.
The Dread Doctors.
Freedom!
That would be the nice, wholesome ending, but this is Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Okay, so now
there's not a shortage of evil. You can't. Just because the Dread Doctors are the ultimate enemy, Theo can still be bad.
I think the Dread Doctors are being very helpful as well. Because they're creating one chimera to kill something. Maybe we need them.
One chimera.
Maybe they're not the animal here. Maybe that beast in the wall is the problem, and they've been helping the whole time. Because, like, listen, they haven't
they've
really
been
killed...
helping the whole time they by haven't... making weird hybrid creatures out of teenagers?
Because they know that Scott is weak and can't handle it? I don't know.
This cannot just be about Scott.
I don't
this
know.
Is evil. This is all evil.
I like the Dread Doctors. I like Theo. Give me an enemy I actually hate.
Oh my God. I don't like Theo. I don't like Theo. I don't think I'm going to change my mind. But if I do... You can quote me.
Did you guys feel like Mrs. Martin was compelled to sign those papers to let Lydia go? I mean, how did Dr. Valak do that?
She seemed like she was in a bit of a trance for some reason to me. So I don't think she did it, you know, I don't think she willingly did that.
No.
I don't know. I can see her just being in shock because of her daughter. You know, when she kicks Stiles out of the hospital room and she's like, it's you guys. I think she's finally just looking for anyone else that isn't in that group that keeps roping in her daughter and getting her in trouble. And so this is kind of her last resort. I think she could have just easily been swayed.
Well, she's pretty aware of the paranormal state of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just have your daughter in a regular old hospital. And I feel like she got a vibe from this guy that, like, he knows kind of more of what's going on and he can help.
Yeah. Maybe, but she, I think as a parent, a part of you feels like your child's in danger. And I don't think she would have been more protective of wanting to be by Lydia than just letting her go off. So that, to me, gave me a bad vibe.
Yeah, and her eyes were all, like, strung out. I'm with you, Courtney.
Hmm.
So Sheriff Stalinsky's in the hospital dying, and no one knows how to save him. And we've had him and his lovely wife on the show, and I'm sure they will join us again this year.
Yes, Lyndon Ashby and Susan Walters.
Thank you for the names.
They are awesome. I'm huge fans of them. They're like you know, Lyndon, I know, he's a good father figure. You know, he's like a great guy. And I love their performances.
You guys did hug a lot when he was here.
But did we?
Yeah.
Was that on camera or off?
A few.
I'll have to go back and
see. A few hugs. On camera and off.
Never too many hugs.
From Lyndon Ashby.
Okay.
You know, speaking of being a fan. Oh. We also have a fan calling in.
Nice.
Awesome. Hello, fan. Where are you from? What's your name?
My name is Dante, and I'm from West Virginia.
Hello.
Hello, Dante.
Thanks for calling in, Dante. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing.
Cool.
So, how'd you feel about the Teen Wolf episode 5B? Are you excited? What was your favorite part?
I'm pretty pumped for this season to start. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys that someone mentioned that that painting was from an earlier episode.
Yes, I believe.
And it was from... Hold on one second.
Oh, so we have someone...
Yes,
someone
have,
on the case for the Beast of the Fresco.
Yay.
It was from the first season, and Lydia, or Allison and Lydia were doing a book report on Allison's family.
Okay. Oh,
really? Weird. Oh. I guess that could explain why Arjun's back in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all fighting against
it. Arjun back in town. Sorry.
What do you think, Dante?
Hold on one second.
Oh, okay. Looking up the facts for us. I love the fact checking. If you guys at home have a question, you can call us at 424-253-0504. If you just want to fact check for us, that's fine, too. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Well, I guess, like, Allison's family killed that beast back in, like, the 1800s or whenever.
Oh, cool.
And it's called, like, the Beast of... I don't speak French, but it's, like, G-E-V-A-D-A-U-N, like, Jevadon or something.
Ah.
Jevadukes, I don't know.
Yeah, I have Jevadon. No clue.
Jevadon.
Jevadon?
I might name my daughter Jevadon.
Jevadon?
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, that's... Ooh. That would be a great name for a daughter.
Well, thank you so much. That is very helpful, Dante. Thanks for putting the pieces together for us.
All right, Dante. You're the man.
Where can the fans follow you, Dante?
Sorry, I was, like, rushed whenever I first answered the phone. I'm
running
wasn't
from
expecting
a wolf,
someone
right?
to answer. I had a bunch of stuff in my hand.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
20 cool points.
We love
right.
that you called, that Dante. Awesome. Check in with us next week as well. We'd love to hear back from you again.
All right.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
You too. Thanks.
You too.
That's awesome.
Oh, I know. So cool. I love those moments where Allison comes back in little sprinkles.
I tell you what, there are no fans quite like the Teen Wolf fans.
Oh, okay. That is true. Dante calling in from West Virginia. Thank you so much for looking that up for us. So that's really cool. That would explain why Arjun's back.
So that's the creature that
the Jevad.
The Jevadon.
Jevadon. It's French.
Somebody French call in, please.
It's Jevadon.
Jevadon.
Hello.
How are you?
You guys with the singing.
It's Adele. She loves the show.
Okay, moving on.
Cool. All right, so we'll keep that in mind. That is going to be an arch right there, right?
Something. That's going to be something. Mm. So now we have Noah as a new chimera who accidentally attacked Stilinski and got part of his claw stuck in him, and that's what was poisoning him. But what was weird is, like, this new chimera, like, I thought he was going to be the important one, right? But, like, we see him for a second just in time to hit for him to, like, hurt one of our favorite characters, and now he's dying. What did you guys feel about that?
Just another pawn in Theo's game.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad that we didn't get to see him a little bit longer, but he served his purpose. Thank God Stilinski did not die. That would have just hurt all Teen Wolf fans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this has happened so many times, it's kind of predictable at this point when they're failed missions.
They start turning silver.
Yeah,
how did he fail? Because, like, he was actually being helpful in the end. He wasn't, like, full evil.
I don't know the Dread Doctor's ways.
So the Dread Doctors are trying to make this ultimate chimera, right?
Mm, which apparently they have.
They have, but Theo doesn't know
who it is.
Who it is? So what is Theo? Is he a failed? Is he a failed experiment?
Technically, well, I think they consider him one, but they kind of have him on their side. I feel like he is a failed one, but they kind of
what if he is?
Not like
what if he's
a fan can answer that for you.
What's that?
Oh, we have another fan on the.
Please answer these questions.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Charlin. I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeehaw.
So, do you have any answers for us? Do you know how to pronounce the Jevado or
Jebediah?
Yeah, being a French teacher, I can answer that for you.
Charlin, you are answering a prayer tonight. Thank you.
That's great.
And I do have one more thing I wanted to say. The season, honestly, is kind of a culmination of everything that's gone on in past seasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting kind of secretly for my own hero to come through. It's not one of the main characters. It's somebody that everybody overlooks.
Ah.
Because he is, when you compare this to Star Wars, he is the Yoda of the group because he only reveals just enough at a time. And that is Deaton.
Deaton the
Vet.
He
knows way too much to be taken and captured by anybody, but he does just enough to ensure that his mentors or his trainees can carry on the mission. I'm waiting for Deaton just to go crazy, to go full wolf or whatever he truly is, because he is one bad man.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that.
Deaton is kind of like the Yoda to Star Wars. He's also kind of like the Giles to Buffy. If this is like our modern day Buffy, I feel like, and I always loved Giles, so I'm with you on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I like seeing Deaton.
Always there, making stuff happen, flying under the radar.
And I love that you're a French teacher. So do you know how we would say that correctly?
Yes. It is Je Vaudan.
Je Vaudan.
Je Vaudan.
That's so much better than what we were
doing.
Je Vaudan.
Oui. That's Don't. Je Vaudan, because it really is a history lesson about the beast that attacked in southern France. And as a matter of fact, when I teach French, the students have to learn about Teen Wolf. They have to understand what loup-garou and all these other words are, because I teach that. And so that's part of their assignment when they had me as a teacher.
Well,
that's
you're incredible. The coolest teacher.
Oh. Where do you teach French? I need to come take it. I took French for like 4 years, and I cannot speak it at all.
French and Teen Wolf?
It was just a passion of mine.
That's awesome.
But I just can't wait for the rest of the season. There's so many things. I'm not really sure what is going on with Theo. I think that Valak somehow has this, even without the other eye, has the ability to have mind control over people and to probably shift himself. And ultimately, I think what's going to happen is we remember that the Nemeton attracts all these creatures, but maybe ultimately we're trying to figure out who was it that eventually cut down the Nemeton.
Mm.
Because all this, everything comes full circle, and hopefully all this will be revealed, but I'm going to continue to listen to the rest of your cast, so I'm going to just hop off here so someone else can call in.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, Charwin. Really appreciate your call, and join us again another week.
Yes.
Merci beaucoup.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye, have a good night.
Bonsoir.
That's great. Learning French.
Learning and talking Teen Wolf.
And if you want to learn French, you're also learning Teen Wolf.
You're welcome.
You need to take his class.
What a great caller. You know, I'm starting to... You know, it'd be great to have some Chinese food. Any callers want to go?
Stop it.
That's ridiculous. They're great. I love you guys.
Taking advantage right there. Shut me down. Turn this mic off.
Pulling a Theo.
Just kidding.
Pulling a Theo. Thank you very much.
So seriously, guys, why is Scott not healing? What's going on? Does he have a piece of bone stuck in him, too?
I think that his groove is off. Theo threw off his groove. And his mojo is off.
Asthma.
You know, he's not, he can't, like, be himself. He
was literally bleeding the entire episode.
Yeah. I didn't think that Liam was that strong to do that, so it has to be something a little bit deeper.
Well, he did die and come back to life.
For 15 minutes, so maybe this is just something we're not used to seeing.
Yeah.
When you get resurrected, you know, you don't come back stronger than ever right away.
That's
take some
true.
Time. And he's still the leader of his pack, but he knows things are in shambles. So he can't be, you know, especially because he's not at his strongest point, he can't lead the way he wants to lead, solve everyone's problems like he always wants to do. So he's kind of taking a back seat a little bit, you know.
Do you think all the drama around him is the reason that he's feeling this way? Because, I mean, he doesn't have the greatest relationship with Styles. Liam doesn't technically really like him, as, you know, he revealed that in this episode. Mm-hmm. So maybe if his pack is kind of, like, against him or in shambles, that does affect their leader.
Yeah, I totally agree. You got him and Malia. You
know, breaking up.
Breaking up.
Like, you got, like, real... I mean, that's what Teen Wolf does so well, is that you have all these supernatural, crazy catastrophes going up. You still have a life. Mm-hmm. You know, you still have relationship problems, parental issues, best friends. You know, you have these real things in your real life. These are real people. And it's more than just devils and demons that can bring them down.
Oh, yeah.
I like that part where Malia says to Scott that her and Styles broke up. And he said, yeah, we kind of broke up, too.
That's probably the worst breakup. Styles and Scott, my God.
Bromance.
They're coming back
in shambles.
A little bit. There's a little bit of a...
No.
It was only for his dad.
They'll be back. They'll be fine.
Yeah, we have hope here.
Scott goes out and says, we've been through an alpha pack. Yeah, I wrote it down. I was like, well, that was a lot of stuff. Alpha pack, dark druids, professional assassins. We can do dread doctors and chimeras, too.
And remember that time you turned dark, Styles, and wanted to kill us all? We got through that, too.
Yeah. Just be buds again. They're like the JD and Turk. I want them to just, like, be bromance.
I don't know these references. Is this more Buffy?
You don't watch Buffy?
I didn't watch Buffy. I didn't watch Scrubs. It's on my list.
You should watch Buffy. Teen Wolf is like Buffy.
Is that Marissa?
That's Marissa. Marissa's so mad at me.
Marissa, this is why I love Teen Wolf, is because of how much it reminds me of Buffy. You gotta watch it.
Okay.
And plus we have another fan caller.
Awesome.
All right, caller.
I hope it's Chinese. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, it's Natasha from Quebec, Canada.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling. Hi. Did you have any thoughts or opinions or questions on the show?
I have another way of saying the beast.
Oh. Challenging the French teacher. Let's do it. Go for it.
Well, the total French is La Bête de Gévaudan.
You're breaking up there.
How do you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. La Bête de Gévaudan.
La Page and Pedro.
I cannot say that. But she's French Canadian.
Yeah,
I'm French Canadian.
So what do we do? French Canadian native or French teacher?
Well, you can go with what you want. But also, you were talking about how Scott isn't healing yet.
Yes.
Correctly?
Yes.
Thing is that I understand it is that it's been barely like a day since the season finale.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
So he's been weakened by Wolfsbane.
He had Wolfsbane inside him, so I think that's why he's not like healing super fast like he should.
Do you think he will, though, soon?
Yeah, but because I think like the super moon was like last night, let's say.
That's a great point.
It needs time to heal.
It's been 6 months for me, but only a few hours for him, you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but in the TV show, because like the sheriff is still just been sent to the hospital.
Good point.
Lydia, and also I think it's been like only a couple of hours since then.
That's a great
very
point.
True. It's like the season went to sleep and woke up today. What do you think about Lydia's condition? We started off the first or the beginning of the fifth season with Lydia in this dream state.
Her flashback.
This is all flashback. Are we caught up at this point?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Are we in the present right now?
I think we're almost there. I think we're, like, pretty much almost there.
Yeah, I think our fan caller is correct, because we still need to see her badass street powers. Remember? Mm-hmm. That was, like, season 5, episode 1.
Right.
When she's, like, escapes from Mike and House and
awakens
and saves her friend, like Dr. Valak is trying to get her to do right now. So I think you are right.
Almost there. We're almost caught up.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
I think maybe, like, episode... not 6, but like, 17?
Right.
Yeah.
Approximately, we should be there by that time, maybe?
I want to see Lydia kick some butt.
Yes.
So I hope so.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Very good points.
That's great points. And please, join us again. We're going to have plenty of special guests joining us this season, and call in and ask them questions.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks so much for calling. Have a good night. So we've had Tennessee callers, West Virginia, Canada. I love this.
Yes.
You guys
are
so awesome. Thank you.
I'm going with French teacher just because I'm from Alabama and he's my upstairs neighbor.
I can't say what Matacha said. I can't say it because I don't have the French accent. So all I know is Javuda.
It all sounds like Jean Baudin to me. I don't know if I've just seen too many Les Mis, but I'm like, Jean Baudin. Like, this makes me think they're going to break out in song.
Gaston.
That's awesome. I like that.
It'll be a musical episode like Buffy. It'll go full circle.
You and your Buffy references.
Right. I'm cool with that. So you guys, does The Hellhound, is he kind of like Lydia because, like, he senses someone's dying too, but then he just takes the bodies away? Like, what do we understand his powers at all yet? He just feeds the Nemeton.
He's a supernatural
gardener.
Gardener, yeah.
Stop! I think that's why they have that connection, is because they both kind of sense the same things, mm-hmm. and I don't think he quite knows how powerful he is yet, and I think once, if Theo gets a hold of him, or whoever gets a hold of him, we'll kind of see a little bit more of his powers. But mm-hmm. I don't know yet.
He's Does he know what he's doing?
I don't think he knows.
Is he like a dog, dog with a bone? Like, he just takes him and buries him?
He's developing his cognitive actions. He's, don't know that he knows what he's doing.
I think I remember also when Jeff Davis gave that interview, something about the Hellhound being some kind of like guardian or gatekeeper, you know,
gatekeeper.
So in mm-hmm. kind of indifferent, like the ancient hounds of, I guess it would be the underworld in like Greek mythology, you know, the mm-hmm. multi-headed
mm-hmm. like
hound kind of thing. So he's indifferent. He does what he does because he's driven instinctually to do it with, but I think something inside of him really wants to be good. You know, he doesn't just, that's why he does things when he's unconscious, you know, and in this mm-hmm. dream state, he's not like choosing to do them. He's being driven to by this supernatural force, and
I think still ultimately consider him a good person. He has a good, mm-hmm. he has a good character about him, but he probably is on the bad side.
I behave badly.
Everyone's on the bad. You guys don't like anybody.
No, I love Parrish, but I do think that he is feeding something else. But whatever.
No, I reason with Parrish because I definitely have found myself in circumstances where I have been behaving badly, but I've been unconscious.
Go on.
No.
Just kidding.
Me too.
No, right? Like, don't be mad at this guy. You've all done it.
Yeah,
whatever.
We've all brought dead bodies to a tree. Mystical tree.
We've all done it.
Whatever.
While you were taking a nap, it's
I didn't say what it was. All right?
That's true.
I've done things.
I can relate to it.
All right?
Plus, I have shower dreams sometimes too.
We're
all a little bit of
it's all coming full circle.
We're all a little Parrish, okay?
We're all a little Parrish.
Can we talk about Hayden and Liam?
Yes.
Because that whole scenario was shocking to see her just pop up.
I kind of felt like she is the last chimera.
And that's why she's like right next to Theo all the time?
Yeah, because he says he saved her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really saying anything else, and she's really the only chimera that survived. So I don't know. I think she is, and she doesn't really seem like she's behaving like herself. I mean, she brings the cops to the Nemeton, and she doesn't even say anything to Liam, who she was just 5 seconds ago like making out with.
In love with.
Am I right?
Hmm.
But that's just
you
girls.
Are. You're right.
No, thank you.
You're right. She's right, guys.
No, no.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be right once.
But there is something a little fishy going on with her now that she's with Theo. So I think we'll see that either next episode or the episode after that.
But like, she wasn't herself, right?
No.
I think either he's playing her like he does to everybody, mm-hmm. or she's playing him like a fiddle.
I think he's playing her.
Or, I mean, he's definitely playing her, but maybe he doesn't know that she's actually like she's got a trick up her sleeve. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. usually when people
watch
act differently, they're either
players.
Under some kind of influence, like being manipulated or a spell or something, or they have their own agenda. There's really only two ways to go about it when someone's not being themselves.
Yeah.
I like
or
that.
Unconscious, doing things.
I like that part. This isn't about me anymore, okay?
Just because I motioned to you doesn't mean I'm talking about
I
you.
I know what you meant. I like that part in the episode where they're like, you have to find the Nemeton with your non-human eyes.
Yes.
That's Nemeton you can only find if it wants to be found.
But then Mason was able to see it after he
found because they shifted him around.
There was
just a branch in the way.
No, this is what I think happened. Liam put his hand on Mason, and then Mason was able to see it because Liam put his powers on his shoulder.
Now, do the cops see it? Because like it's a physical thing, right? It's a tree stump with bodies around it. So.
I don't know if they see the bodies around it, though, because they don't have superhuman eyes, and Liam's not holding hands with everybody, so...
Maybe it reveals itself.
I think it's disappointing for everyone.
Maybe just reveal it.
See, they didn't really continue on with that scene because they were like, oh, you can't see it unless you have superhuman eyes. But then, like, then the cops are there and Hayden, and, like, we never see Hayden be like, oh, they're the bodies, but the cops can't see him. Like, and we never finish that scene, I don't feel like.
We'll probably get back to, I mean, now that they know it's there, we'll most likely get back to the Nematon.
I think so,
you got it. I mean, you got cops and four dead bodies and two kids. These kids are going to be detained. Hayden's like, haha, I got my own agenda. We don't know what it is yet, but we got one. And,
well, she's like,
I don't know. It's maybe it will go away. Oh, wait. Wasn't there supposed to be eight bodies and there's only four?
There's like, there's supposed to be five or something and then there's only four, but Hayden is the fifth.
Yeah.
Also, what do you guys think about Hayden being like Pet Cemetery? Like, you wake up evil.
Theo did something, but.
I've woken up evil before.
That's the worst. When you die and wake up evil.
Yeah, the wrong side of the bed, you know, it's cold.
So weird.
You just feel like ripping people up.
But what did you guys think of what Theo said? He was talking to Styles about how even if his dad becomes well, he's probably going to become unemployed soon. What did you think of that?
I guess I felt like these beasts are taking over and we need the Hellhound. There's just going to be like this big shakeup in the town, like a big monster fight, a monster down,
God,
a WWF stage, bunch of monsters.
Yes.
That's what I saw in my head. Thank you, Marissa.
Go,
yes.
Go.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what we all want. Always. Yeah. Go America. Like monsters fighting.
They're going to tag team in.
Monster fight. I like it.
The Kenema, which I have some news and gossip about our old Kenema Jackson. Which I guess I'll just tell you now.
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's hear
it. What you got?
Nothing.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Exclusive right here. You may have heard it. Maybe you haven't. I'm glad you're here now. Colton Haynes, who played Jackson and was the Kenema in season 2, I believe, or season 1? Something like that. Hmm. He actually came out with his sexual identity on Tumblr. So he quoted a user on Tumblr who wrote, "When I found out Colton Haynes had a secret gay past, I got so excited even though I know it makes absolutely no difference in my life." And the former teen star replied, "Was it a secret? Let's all just enjoy life and have no regrets." I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think he ever covered it up, to be honest. It's pretty much been out there, but he's confirming it, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
More power.
And now he's on Arrow. Moving up, doing great things.
I met him once
at a Teen Wolf after party, and he had a lot of freckles. And in all these shows, he doesn't, so.
Weird.
Let me know what your makeup.
I saw
makeup
him
regimen.
Major skin regimen.
I saw him on City Walk next to a giant billboard of himself in front of Abercrombie and Fitch and do a like little joke video.
No.
Where it's like that guy. And I was like, just awkwardly walked away.
Really?
But he was really funny. And I was like, bye forever.
Bye forever.
Like you.
I'd probably take a selfie if I ran into a billboard of myself, too.
You would, right?
Hey, Courtney had some gossip about the sign in the episode.
Oh, so there were some fans that were saying that it was too quick for that sign to be Scott's sign that the Alpha Pack is back together. People were saying that it was Derek, but let's go ahead and jump to real life and not Teen Wolf life. Derek has moved on, and he said before that he's pursuing movies, so it doesn't really make sense for him to come back. But as a Teen Wolf fan, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome if Derek came back.
Sure. And that's your AfterBuzz exclusive!
Thank you, Kristen, and now weather.
We'll go ahead with the board over there.
Well, it's looking a little dark here in Teen Wolf. Wait, what time is it again?
All right,
it's always
back
dark
to
and
the
beacon.
Show.
The weather forecast for tonight calls for darkness
and werewolves
and lots of wolves. Get your
teen wolves and chimeras.
It's raining cats and wolves.
Yes, thank you.
Boom.
And you know what it is? It's like El Nino out there.
This team here.
Yeah, we need to play a game. We need to play a game. We'll have our next yes come in and ask us questions.
Whatever you want to lose, that's cool.
Did anyone else else noticed, okay, I know you guys noticed, but when Lydia's hands were messed up because she carved a sheriff badge into the stone, that was disgusting, one. But what is this, what is this warning that Scott is talking about? Are they still going to go after Stilinski after this?
I think so. I think she wouldn't have busted her nails off of her hands if it wasn't a big deal.
Ugh. Yeah, I like my nails. Like, I wouldn't do that unless it was for a very good reason, like saving the sheriff. Yeah. I would definitely destroy my nails to save him.
So why are they trying to go after him? Are they trying to get to Styles? Because I feel like Styles is a huge, he makes a huge impact in the pack, although he doesn't have any supernatural powers. So that's like the one way to really get to
him. He's the heart of the Captain Planet, like everybody else. Earth, wind, fire, he's heart.
You know what I was hoping? I was hoping that he was actually turning into something.
I did, Sheriff.
Yeah. It would have been cool.
Grant, you might. We'll see. You could.
Maybe.
I have to say,
they found that thing in him.
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien crushing it this episode. Yeah. Every time they cut to him, I was like, the feels I have. I have so many feels.
He's just such a good actor.
So good. But do you guys think, because very rarely is everything all peaches and Rosie Keene, because we kept seeing flashes of his dad saying, wake up, it's okay, wake up. Do you think that the final one, that he actually is all right, or do you think that it's just all in Styles' head and that his dad is on the way out?
I think he's going to make it. You know, and whether he becomes something or not, like something more supernatural when he does get better, I really like his involvement and the involvement of the rest of the parents. They're all getting more, they're like working as a team at this point. I mean, it's cool. It's cool to see parents and kids getting along and going after stuff together. So
except
I think
for
he's
Lydia's
coming back.
Mom.
Well, I would like to roll into predictions.
Yeah, let's go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I see what you guys are tweeting.
I think I should be casted. Is that good enough?
No. This is very wolfy.
Oh,
I like
shout
that
out to Florina. I'm glad that you're watching. We got a tweet from her. She's awesome.
Okay.
Woo, woo. Okay, what are your predictions?
My predictions are, and if I'm wrong, I'll dye my hair a color
red.
Next week.
Red, the color of
she's going to channel the hellhound.
Okay.
Hellhound red.
All right.
If you're wrong.
If I'm wrong.
We got it.
I'll dye my hair. So if I'm wrong about Styles bakes brownies next week with Malia and they get back together. If I'm wrong about this, I'm just going to dye my hair red.
Okay.
And you also
there,
have to bring
right
us brownies.
There. Yes, and right. brownies.
All right. How did you guys
Chinese
fit that
food.
In there?
Nice.
And Chinese food.
Getting that in there.
Seriously?
Chinese food and brownies.
All right. Well, if you
nothing
guys are wrong,
better.
What do I get? Go, Ryan. Be specific.
If, okay, very specific. Okay, if Sheriff Stilinski doesn't wake up.
I'm writing these down.
And start to get better. If he's not getting better by next episode, then I will.
He's kind of already better, Ryan. Did you not finish the episode?
Shh.
Yeah.
I'll do something crazy. No. I tell you what.
Change it. It's got to be specific. Got to be awesome.
Okay.
We're skipping you. We'll come back.
Skip me. I'll come back. I got to think something crazy.
All right. If Theo turns out to be a good guy.
Oh! In next
we're
episode,
we're tag teaming on this one.
I don't think it's gonna happen, but I will bring in some delicious wolf-shaped cookies.
Oh,
that
Theo,
may or may
get
not
good.
Be delicious.
Get good, Theo.
No,
I don't think I'll be baking anything.
Can I please just
tag team
with the Theo being good? I just think you're gonna just have to channel the red. Just do it.
Just dye my hair.
I trust your predictions.
Because all your predictions are wrong. Ryan, you got anything for me?
Oh, geez. Okay, I tell you what. If Lydia doesn't escape the Icon House by the next two episodes.
Oh.
Two episodes.
Two. We'll give you two.
All
okay.
Right. Then, I tell you what, I will do the show dressed as a wolf. A werewolf.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
A full costume.
I'll figure it out.
All right.
And DIY costume.
Lydia, bust out of there. I've got wolf costumes lying around.
I'm
how you do it either way.
But I do want, kind of want to, so you can hold back a little bit.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are so pumped to be back. Happy that you guys call in. Happy New Year. It's going to be a great year of Teen Wolf. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape. Courtney, where can we keep up with you?
Aw, keep in touch with me at Tez Knows on Twitter and Instagram. Please tell me what you guys think about Theo, because I do not like him. He's a bad one. And use that hashtag #ABTVTeenWolf and let us know what you thought about this episode.
And you can find me on Twitter at Alana Jordan. That's A-L-A-N-A. It's spelled like Alana. I know, it's weird. And on Instagram at That Alana Jordan Girl. And you can catch me later tonight on American Horror Story Hotel After Show.
It's at the at Buffy Slayer Love 69.
Yes, and I love
Buffy.com.
Angel / Spiked Buffy Lover Giles is number one.
I follow all those accounts. I'm a huge fan of thank you guys so much for joining us. Please, subscribe, you know, join the club on YouTube if you want to watch, on iTunes if you want to listen to the podcast.
Nice.
And I'm Ryan Malady. Keep up with me at Ryan Malady. Tweet us, talk to us. Happy to be back.
Yeah! Ow, ow! Download, rate, subscribe, and then have a good night.
I want to see your hair turn red next week. That's going to be cool.
Hellhound.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.